L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Thank God we have one good Catholic on staff.
In the building this morning.
Yes, because earlier I asked, as a guy that is Jewish by blood but identifies more as Christian, that's how I was kind of raised, it's a long story, I didn't know when Lent was up, and I know that my son, who is deeply Catholic, has been struggling without eating crumble for the last 30 days.
That was what he gave up for Lent, was crumble cookies?
Man, this kid and his crumble dude.
He really loves Jesus, doesn't he?
He really loves Jesus, except he found what's this Sunday loophole? Isn't there a Sunday loop? Like you can break Lent on Sundays if
Lent
you want?
Is 40 days, not counting Sundays.
Oh.
So some Catholics get around it by saying, well, since they don't count Sundays, I can break my fasting of whatever I'm giving up for Lent during those Sundays.
Has it always been like that, or is this part of the wussification generation?
No, it's been that way. I mean, I'm 53, and I remember that for as long as I can remember.
What did you give up for this past Lent?
Sodas. I haven't had a soda since Easter, except for once. I don't know what happened. I ordered a McDonald's number one meal and didn't even think about it.
You don't know what happened. Yeah, you do. You wanted that soda. You ordered it.
And Lent is, look, you know, Jesus made a sacrifice. He's made a couple of sacrifices for you so you could at least take your Diet Coke or at least your crumble for 1 month, and you can say, hey, thanks a lot, Jesus, you're cool.
Right.
All right, so I asked a question earlier, is Lent over now that it's Easter or today is Good Friday? And Tommy, our show director, who is married to a pastor, he couldn't even answer it. And then Chad came in running in going, you guys got it all wrong.
Well, because I Googled it and Lent did end yesterday. And so then we were joking about like, all right, go ahead and eat your meat today because, you know, Lent is over. But that was very much incorrect.
Yeah, today is the day the ultimate sacrifice was paid. So you should sacrifice today. Most Catholics believe not to eat anything today.
So you fast completely.
Completely. Or if you do eat one meal, it needs to be something light and definitely, definitely not red meat. I'm from a family that's so old school Catholic that my grandmother came outside one time when we were like 6 or 7 and we were digging with sticks in the dirt and she went bananas. You're not even supposed to dig in the dirt because if you dig in the dirt on Good Friday, the dirt will bleed.
Oh, wow.
I'm from that's a Catholic hardcore, family man. That still went to Catholic Mass in Latin the 70s. So.
All right. Okay, so hardcore Catholics are going to be fasting today. It's going to be a lot of cranky people today.
a lot of hangry people running around.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
First, there was the Treaty of Versailles. Then there was the Treaty of Paris. And now there is the Treaty of Twitter. And this all has to do with a beef going down between Wendy's and Katy Perry. So if you missed us talking about this earlier this week, or if you somehow missed the news and we're living under a rock, 6 women, including Katy Perry and Gayle King and Lauren Sanchez, who is Jeff Bezos' fiance, they shot up into space for a whole 11 minutes, and Katy Perry got to look at herself in the camera in another universe. And a lot of people just felt like it was very out of touch, considering where the state of the economy is going, where people are struggling just to purchase eggs. And this was like a $28 million frivolous trip to space. That is what the general consensus was. And also, they were shoving some feminism stuff down our throat. It wasn't really, really great. So Wendy's being the snarky Twitter account that they are, because apparently Wendy's really loves to get in little Twitter arguments as a way to get, you know, some PR like this.
They love good beef.
They do love good beef.
Oh, right. I see what all you right. did.
Yeah. Okay.
She right. wants to leave now.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't want beef with Wendy's.
When somebody tweeted out a photo of Katy Perry coming back down from the little space journey.
the little space journey.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was little.
For 11 minutes, they're on the ramp. 6 people. 11 minutes. She came back down. She kissed the ground. She waved her little daisy up in the air. And then Wendy's tweeted, can we send her back? And of course, it was made in jest, but obviously Katy Perry's camp didn't take it that way. So somebody from her camp issued a statement saying, or said like that it was basically disrespectful. It was blatantly inappropriate and, quote, a $1 billion brand using its platform to publicly demean a woman. So then Wendy's came out with a statement saying, we always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out of this world talent.
Out of this world talent.
They doubled down.
Listen, I think Wendy's, I think they had some grounds to be a little snarky with her, because I want to play this clip that's been going around of Katy Perry and the rest of the crew as they're getting ready to launch up into space. And to me, this is just how I know this was the most out of touch experience for a rich person to do at this point in time. So they're all getting ready to launch off into space, and it's all six of the crew. So it's Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez, the two women in STEM who should have been there.
Amanda Wim, Aisha Bowe.
Absolutely. And Katy Perry, they're all standing up there and they're looking at the rocket and they're gazing up at this ship or the spacecraft that's going to take them up into space. And Katy Perry says something to the rocket that I just don't understand where it came from.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love you.
Bring us back safe.
We're so grateful.
We're counting on you.
We're counting on you.
We believe in you too.
Thank you for helping us heal. 3, 2, 1.
Take it up safe.
Thank you for letting us heal. You're going to space for 10 minutes, girly pop.
The whole thing is just so Hollywood, I can't even believe it. And
it was too over the top.
I'm so ready for the story to be over, but they just won't allow us to move on. And I keep seeing that clip from Gayle King on TMZ that is doubling down on this. Do you have that?
Yeah, so I have the clip from TMZ where Gayle King is being interviewed about people having all this backlash towards her. And she's saying, I don't understand it because it wasn't a ride. Like, this was genuinely something we had to work at.
I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight. So, you know, I say, have you been to space? Have you seen what Blue Origin does to get these machines up, get them up and get them down with the precision that they do? I'm sorry there are haters. There's always going to be haters.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of them.
No, but, oh wait, let's be honest. You're about to go on a rocket.
Yes.
Into like on, we're not going to say space, but on the cusp of space. I mean, she does have a point. It's not like a ride at Disney. Like, there are, and I'm sure they signed a lot of waivers. We weren't in any of like the pre-shuttle meetings. There is a level of danger there.
That doesn't mean that you're, all you were was a passenger.
For sure.
It was strictly a ride. So it's no different than me playing some kind of NASCAR game on Xbox and saying, oh my God, well, I did the exact same course as Jeff Gordon. So I did not take a ride.
Okay. I think them and going on the Blue Origin flight, a little more dangerous than you sitting in a chair playing a NASCAR
game. Just call it what it is. I mean, I take a ride. I am a passenger on a plane.
Yes.
That's pretty dangerous also.
Now, and I do agree with you to some extent. I do think it's a little more dangerous to go on a Blue Origin flight than it is to go on a Delta flight.
Sure, but I mean, that's not really what we're debating here. We're debating, are you a passenger or and you just took a ride, which is all they did.
And this is where I think it's getting like, because of that double down. And I agree with you to an extent. I feel like they are making it a bigger deal. I actually do think it's a significant deal. I'm not going to get on a blue or I'm not getting on a rocket ship. I'm not going up to the cusp of space. I'm not risking all that because I know like the potential dangers, which I think are like slightly more significant than riding your car down the highway or riding in a plane. I get all that, but they have inflated it so much that it's so easy to come down and dismiss them. Do I think they're astronauts? No. Do I think they're passengers on a Blue Origin flight that did all the work for them? Yes. Do I still think there's a level of danger there and that it is still somewhat commendable that they did it? Yes. Do I think this was a huge step for female kind and for feminism? No. But do I still think it was cool? Yes. Do I think it's awesome that Amanda Wynn got to have her redemption arc? Yes. Do I think it's cool that Aisha Bowe got to do this? Yes. Do I agree with everything Katy Perry said? Absolutely not. That woman's insane.
Yeah, but again, we're watering down what the debate is. It's a ride. It's a passenger. She's a passenger. That's it.
I wouldn't do it. And I tell you this, Gayle King, I love her. She can say what she wants, but looking at her face, I know that deep down she's saying, as a black woman, I have no business here.
She was terrified.
Yeah, no business.
And it's funny because I was looking at a poll this morning, and most people still wouldn't take that flight for fear. Because it's risky, for sure. Yeah. I would definitely do it.
Of course you would.
I would do it. Sure. I would absolutely do it, too.
For sure.
Okay.
To see the world from upside. Yeah. Yeah. 11, yeah. I got 11 minutes.
So you admit, it's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
To ride a spacecraft.
Yes.
To be a passenger on a spacecraft.
Yeah.
It's cool. Definitely cool.
Uh-huh.
It's not groundbreaking.
No, it's not.
No different than me taking a flight to Albuquerque.
Well, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
It's still pretty scary. My life. I'm a passenger.
No.
I'm just a passenger.
Let's go. I'm going to pull the odds of you dying in a Blue Origin space shuttle and dying on a flight to Albuquerque.
I'm just saying the definition is the same. It's a passenger. It is a ride. That's all I am saying.
I don't know if that's the same definition.
A passenger in a car and a passenger on a spaceship. Two different passengers.
Sure, you got more risk on a spacecraft, for sure. But it still is a ride. You are a passenger. You are not an astronaut. Well, and I am not a pilot.
You know what? Next time we go to Disney and I go on Space Mountain, I'm telling everybody when I get off that I'm a freaking astronaut.
You're going to come off and kiss the ground.
Yes, I'm going to hold up my daisies.
Sit down with an Armstrong song.
Kiss the ground when you get off. All right, since we're finally going to put the story to bed, once again, shout out Aisha Beau and Amanda Nguyen, the two women that should have gone to space. All right, fans of this up-and-coming pop girly are furious she's collaborating with Morgan Wallen. I'll give you the details on that drama on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The girlies are mad. The girlies are mad at Tate McRae, pop star Tate McRae, all because of a collaboration she's going to be doing with country star Morgan Wallen. I think nobody saw this coming. Of all the collaborations I could picture Morgan Wallen doing, Tate McRae is definitely up there. It's probably one of the most shocking.
Okay, so help me out here. For just a second here, because the youngest of pop stars here, I'm still having a hard time identifying exactly who they are. So if you were going to draw an analogy between the current quote-unquote crop of young celebrity icons, singers, to like the Britney Spears era, who is Tate McRae?
Tate McRae, not star power-wise, but talent-wise, to me, is the equivalent of Britney Spears. Like, she's a dancer, she has these pop songs, and I'll play one for you in just a second, that, to me, sound the most like a Britney Spears song from the late 90s, early 2000s.
And who would Addison Rae be?
To me, she's Kylie Minogue. Like, okay. She's more niche. Like, her songs are really fun and lighthearted, but I see her resonating with, like, a more niche crowd rather than, like, the masses.
Got it.
So, Tate McRae, I'll play you this song from her. It's called X's. She definitely has a Britney Spears type sound.
For sure.
And then, for example, this is one of Morgan Wallen's most popular songs. I know that last night we lit the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. So what happens when you collide these two worlds?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I think their PR team knows exactly what they're doing because I want to find out. You know what I mean? Because
it's not one that you would ever put together. I would have never thought Tate McRae and Morgan Wallen would ever be in the same room, let alone the same recording studio. Yeah. So whatever they're going to come out with, it's going to be either a beautiful masterpiece or, you know, a song.
That's always the fascinating stories of how, like, what we would consider like a random collab, because somebody knew somebody or somebody saw somebody somewhere and there was some kind of like interaction, and all of a sudden, just like by chance, or it could be very organically, or maybe somebody did reach out. Those stories always fascinate me as to how did you two cross paths to make this collaboration happen?
This is just happening organically, but because Morgan Wallen rattled off the N-word one time and it got caught and it was recorded, and then he went to, I don't know, racist
rehab.
I think he went
in rehab for alcohol, because I think we were blaming the alcohol for some of the outbursts.
Is he still on your blacklist?
Can we not call it a blacklist?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is organic. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I didn't know what other word to use.
We need another name for the list.
Is he blacklisted for both of you guys?
Yes.
For me, yes.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, he is up. For me, okay. As well. I'm just, and it's not just that, it's the other behavior. I mean, when you also combine that with throwing the chair off the roof of that Nashville bar, et cetera. Yeah, I know people make mistakes, but also certain things go on your permanent record, like yelling the N-word. So for me, and I'm not a fan of country music. Like, that's not my genre. That's not something I enjoy or jam out to each their own. That's why we have all different types of genres of music. So I'm not going to have a lot of forgiveness for him because I was never a fan to begin with.
Mm. Yeah, and for me, I mean, racist remarks typically do go on your resume forever, but I do think people can evolve, but his actions don't show me that at all. I don't feel like he really is remorseful for the things he said. I think, if anything, he's more remorseful that he got caught, but not that he said it.
What makes you say that, though? What have you seen from him since then to make you go like, he's not remorseful about it?
His attitude at Saturday Night Live.
That wasn't racially.
It's not all racially though. It's just his actions. Period. It doesn't give me that he is a person that is looking at himself saying, "Okay, you know, I've said some things and done some things that may have hurt more than black people, just people. Period. In the past, and I'm working on being better." He just continues to put himself, or at least find himself, in situations where he doesn't seem to care.
It's like man diva behavior.
Exactly.
Well, Addison Rae. Speaking of her, she actually came out with a brand new song today. It's called Headphones. Addison Rae has really surprised me because she started off as like this random college girl from LSU that just did like TikTok dances, and she joined the Hype House, which was this big like TikTok influencer house back in the day during the pandemic. And she's really put out some bangers recently where, you know, if they come up on my playlist, like, I'm not skipping them. So that's the latest from her, and she's really, really killing it. But to me, she's kind of like the Kylie Minogue, like a little bit more niche than a Britney Spears. Okay, Khloe Kardashian, she will not let her kids go to sleepovers all because of this one thing she watches. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The bunny cam is still activated. You could see these little guys on our Facebook page right now. It'll put a smile on your face.
Absolutely it will. So the Georgia House Rabbit Society is here with us today. And yeah, if you go to the Burt Show Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBurtShow, our bunny cam is live. So you can see these 8 adorable bunnies. Somebody did ask on Facebook, are they bunnies or are they rabbits?
They are baby rabbits. So bunnies, rabbits, puppies, dogs, kittens, cats. So it's yeah.
So at what point, because they're 3 months old. So these are babies. So at what point would they graduate from bunny to rabbit?
About a year, I think, is the general adult age for a rabbit. But they're buns to us, no matter what.
So it is. We are accurate. It is still the bunny cam.
Yes, it is.
So you can check out Georgia House Rabbit Society. We will put all of the links up online also at theburtshow.com. When Amanda and I first started going out, she said to me, I'll tell you what's going to be a real problem with us is that we're both very impulsive. Like, and I'm like, that's going to be a tough fit right there. So she came in this morning with her son and he was playing, and I'm like, you know what? This would just be, he's been talking about it. Then I saw the bunnies and I've been fighting it. I just don't want something else, another heartbeat in the house. And I saw him and I'm like, maybe we should, you know, get a bunny for Ace this weekend. And she came in here and he's having a blast. And she actually said to me, pump the brakes.
Really? She did.
She's like, let's just think about it for a minute, right? Let's talk it over, see if it's really a good idea. And I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. You told me you were impulsive. This is not impulsive at all. I don't even know you thinking about things, using your common sense. But be very specific, and we talked about it earlier this morning too, and I just want Jennifer to cover it one more time, that this is the time of year. Look, it's Easter. Your kids want bunnies, so it seems like a very romantic family thing to do. You end up with the bunny right now, and it either is more work than you had anticipated, or you didn't realize how much time it was going to take, even though it doesn't really. Either way, this would be the time for you to get a bunny, but don't do it until you've thought about it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the best things about our foster to adopt program is that if you're unsure, live it for 2 months. Mm-hmm. Make sure, you know. And then at the end of that 2 months, if you still want to pull the trigger and adopt a bunny, then you can absolutely do that. We tell people, you know, as far as Easter and bunnies go, you wouldn't buy your kid a reindeer for Christmas. So why would you think about getting a bunny for Easter? You know, it's...
I want to correct you. I would definitely get a reindeer.
Well, yeah, you just said you were very impulsive.
Be a hell of a gift.
I would hit the button for the entertainment buzz, but I don't have it on my screen anymore, so...
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears is making headlines after an iconic American singer says she butchered one of his biggest hits. Bobby Brown is slamming Britney Spears for her version of his hit song, My Prerogative.
Hold on, something's not working.
That was so long ago she covered that. Why is he just now coming out against it?
I don't know. I honestly never knew she covered that song until I saw this headline.
I know.
Yeah, she did.
Well, there's a reason for it because it apparently wasn't very good. Mm. So during an appearance on Club Shay Shay, this is when he came out and actually made it very clear that he only cleared the cover because Teddy Riley was involved. But he mentions that he usually listens to it first, but what?
This was like 20 years ago that she covered this song.
Well, he's talking about it now on Club Shay Shay, so that's why it's news.
It came up in the interview. They asked him about it. That's why he's bringing it up.
Oh,
now.
So they asked him about it. It's not like he's coming out now and like just talking about it. They specifically pointedly asked him a question about it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why it's news today.
I would like to ask this question, though, while we're here, is what is the biggest grudge you have right now? The longest standing grudge you have right now? 1-855-BIRCHO. Could have been, like, I still hate Bruce Goldberg. I haven't seen Bruce Goldberg since the second grade. But I told you guys that we had one of those plastic pools.
Oh, you have told us. Yeah,
remember? Uh-huh. Those plastic pools that you just put the water in. He trapped me underneath it one time, and I'm like, get me out of here! And he was a big kid, so I couldn't, like, get out. I have never forgotten that. Never. I still hate that kid for that.
When I was in third grade, one of the kids threw something at Miss Mansour, and for whatever reason, she turned around and she blamed me, and she kicked me out the class, and I did not do it, and she never apologized to me
for
it.
There you go. That's a good one.
By the way, I get why it's news today, because I'm just shocked it took 21 years before he revealed that he thought the cover sucked.
Bobby ain't been in his clear state of mind for quite some time.
For a hot second.
He's getting around to things now.
So if you're wondering if it really is as bad as he's saying that it is, here's a clip from Britney's version of My Prerogative.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Well, I mean, to side with Bobby here, that sucks.
Yeah.
Now that I've heard it, I understand where he's coming
from. He's got a point. He was wrong.
There is no doubt his version is so much better than hers. Horse.
It's better than theirs, too.
Tomato.
My bad.
It's the 9 o'clock hour. We're a little tongue-tied. Yeah. All right, this might hit home with the parents here, because Khloe Kardashian is opening up about something she does not allow her kids to do. She says, and Kristen, this might hit home with you, she says she doesn't allow her kids to have sleepovers all because of something she watches.
I don't let my kids sleep anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm very strict about it. Times are different. So I won't let my daughter or my son, who's 2.5, but they're not allowed to have sleepovers just because I'm one of those type of, I think too much. I've watched Dateline.
I get it. Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't Cassie have like a strong policy about that too?
Yeah, she does. I don't. And I do watch a lot of real crime. And so you would think that that would be my stance for sure. Cassie is very adamantly against sleepovers, and she has her reasons for it. I have very fond memories of sleepovers growing up. And I know, like, you know, when things happen, not to get like too serious and too dark, when things happen, they tend to happen not by strangers, but by people you know. Mm-hmm. So having somebody sleep over at a family member's house or even a friend's house, it's actually a higher percentage that something bad could happen. But if Jimmy wanted to have a sleepover at our house, absolutely. Or if he wanted to go to like one of the neighbor's houses, I would let him.
Okay, back to Bobby Brown and his long-standing grudge. Sarah, what is the longest grudge you are still holding on to?
Hey guys, my longest grudge is probably going back to second grade. I went to a sleepover with Julie Persing and Kathy Dwyer.
Ugh.
And a bunch of other girls, and they all decided to wear clip-on earrings and tell me they had their ears pierced when they actually didn't.
How dare they?
Wow.
I bet you they grew up to do nothing with their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're yeah. I know exactly where they are today.
Oh, and where is that?
Say again.
That's my trauma.
Yeah, no, I get it. Those are the things you don't forget. Appreciate you calling. Core memory.
Is there not another caller?
That's it.
Okay, cool. Well, those are my stories. So from
my kids, you've lost it.
Let's blame it on the bunnies.
Yeah. The bunnies. I mean, my e-buzz has been hijacked. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
You're on the Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.